And now on Nights with Steve Price, the 50 Up Club with Kayleigh Harris.
Yeah, let's see what's been making news in 50 Up Club this week. Kayleigh Harris, good evening to you.
G'day, Steve. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. Watch out for those scammers. There are so many scams out there these days, it's unbelievable, including this weird one that someone told me about the other day, where your phone rings and a robocall voice says, "Can you hear me?" And if you answer at all and say, "Yes, I can," suddenly it drains information out of your phone.
Yeah, and I think that's the same one where they get you to say something and then they've got a voice recognition on you as well. And it's really getting into dangerous territory. But it seems like every week at the moment there's a new scam out. And there were some results came out from the ACCC last week saying 300 million we lost to scams in 2016. And that's just the cases that we know about. So there's plenty more out there. As you know, people get too embarrassed to come forward and say anything. So we think that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, the ones that particularly would concern older Australians too are those that bob up on their computers. I mean, you know, if you're talking about the generation of 70 plus, all now very competent on mobile phones, tablets and computers, but you can get caught with those, you know, innocent emails that just say you've got a bill from the tax office, click on this and find out details or you're in trouble. I mean, how are you supposed to ignore that?
Yeah, I think that's the thing is some scams, people think other people are naive by sending money overseas, but the scam these days, that's the most basic one. All they have to do is send you an email and it can look very much like an email that you would get from one of your providers, but maybe the decimal point is moved or there's one different digit in the URL. And that's enough for you to click on it, believing that, you know, it's a provider. You click on it, it downloads a virus, and then you've got to pay to get your computer unlocked. So they're not just simple as sending money over to Nigeria. They're a lot more complicated. And as you said, the over 65, they're statistically more likely to send money when encountering fraud, whereas the 45 to 55s are more likely to fall victim to romance scams.
The investment scams are ones that are really dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, because once the money goes offshore, that's it. It's extremely difficult to get it back. I know you can talk to Interpol and AUSTRAC and government offices like that, but it's not always easy once it's gone offshore. I mean, there are things in place here with banks. If you lose money over your credit card, there are ways you can, put a stop to it. The banks have got these things in place, but once it goes overseas, it's pretty much goodbye.
The sad one is the one you just mentioned there, Australians aged 45 to 55 falling victim to dating and romance fraud. I mean, that's targeted directly at people who are lonely.
Exactly. And we had the recent case of this Sydney woman, Sana Durba. She pleaded guilty to defrauding older men of over $2 million via online dating sites. And that's just dreadful. We spoke to the 50 Up Club. We did an interview with a private investigator, and he said he's had calls from his clients who have been at the airport and rung him up and said, "She didn't come. She's not here. She didn't get off the flight." And he said, "Of course she didn't. She was never going to get off the flight." And when you're playing on people's emotions and heartstrings like that, there's a new term for it. It's called social engineering or human hacking, when you're tapping into their emotions. And they can be very believable, you know. They can really, they know how to do this stuff.
We've come a long way from the days of the old Nigerian scams, haven't we?
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's the basic one. I mean, these days they're so complicated and really these people spend, hours and hours on computers working out how to target people and how to push their buttons and grooming them, if you like. It is grooming them to hand over money and to gently find out how much money you've got and if you'll hand it over. And I guess the bottom line is don't ever send money over the internet. Just don't ever do it.
Yeah, but it's easy to give out that information. But if you're not thinking straight, or you're a bit you're lonely, or you're bored. I mean, it's easy, very easy
it's
to
easy
get
to
ribbed
say.
Off.
I know it is. Yeah,
and money transfer is the one. Please don't ever send any money offshore to anybody.
No, exactly right. Exactly right.
Tell me about this new life insurance offer that 50 Up Clubs had with Noble Oak.
Yep, so you get a 20% discount for the life of the policy and you get your first month's premium free. And we've been talking about it this week because we've got the 50 Up Club life insurance product. But there's some interesting information here about genetic testing and how that could affect premiums and send them up. Apparently, only 0.5% of the population at the moment are doing genetic testing. But as that number increases because the price is coming down, more of us are likely to do genetic testing to find out whether we are, prone to certain diseases. If you're not prone to certain diseases, you might let your policy lapse. If you are, then you increase your policy, leading to more claims, which means, you know, that money's got to be absorbed somewhere, and you can bet your bottom dollar premiums will go up because of it.
I'd never thought of that. So can an insurer actually make you do a genetic test?
No, not at the moment, but they can ask you if you've had one done. So my thought in all of this was, if you took out a life insurance policy and it's you know, humming along there for about 12 months, then you go and get a genetic test, you find out you are predisposed to some disease, you increase life insurance policy, then that's going to raise red flags with the insurer, because they're going to say, hang on a minute, why all of a sudden is she doing that? And you can bet that they will try and find out if there's a claim made, why you made that claim. Did you get a test? You are supposed to disclose this information. And as you know, they do ask a lot of information, like, do you smoke? Is there a history of diabetes in the family? You know, are you working in a safe job in an office, or are you out doing something dangerous? So they already are asking a lot of questions. This is just one more. It's a very grey area, because if you sort of get into a territory of discrimination, because if they decline your policy, are they discriminating against you based on something that might happen?
It's funny, isn't it? Because a lot of people now have life insurance attached just automatically to their self-managed super fund or their super fund. And I don't remember ever being asked any of those questions by anybody.
Well, quite often those policies that come with your super fund, the funds actually bulk buy them. And quite often they don't have any medical attached to them. But, so you don't have to answer any questions. It just comes, as you said, it's an automatic thing that you just get. And a lot of people don't even realise that they have it. They can have this insurance cover sitting there and don't and not know it. So it's really worthwhile, you know, checking with your super fund exactly what you're covered for under your super fund, because if you're taking out a separate life insurance policy with a life insurance company, you could be doubly protected.
Doubling up. You don't need to do that. Kayleigh Harris, as usual, a pleasure. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
See you, Steve.